Penguin Random House Audio presents When Katie Met Cassidy by Camille Perry. Read for you by Allison Ryan. Chapter 1. Katie left the stale pile of her pajamas behind her like a cow pie on the bathroom floor and put herself into the shower. Morning routines would continue, she thought as she washed her hair for the first time in days. Oral hygiene would carry on. Brush, rinse, spit. Once in a while, floss. A whitening strip if you're really feeling dazzling. These were the days of our lives for as long as we lived until we died. Alone. Wrapped in a towel, she fished through the maze of cardboard boxes littering the floor of her one-bedroom West Village apartment until she found the one containing her work clothes. She pulled out the black Dior skirt suit that she always wore to closings, which would require a great deal of effort to de-wrinkle. Now where was her steamer? With each box she searched through, Katie felt herself becoming more hysterical until the truth was undeniable. Paul Michael had forgotten to pack it. Or, correction, he had forgotten to direct whomever he'd hired to box up her things to pack it. Unless he left it out on purpose. He was always borrowing her steamer, even though it was carnation pink and only cost $20, and he could have easily bought himself one in black or gray. I'm going to buy you your own steamer, she'd once said to him while standing in the doorway to the bathroom with her blouse at her side, waiting for him to finish smoothing out the final creases in his chinos. Nah, he said, no sense in having more than one.